Oh, would I lie to you, Charles and Eddie. Now, I'm really excited to have in the studio right now is laughter yoga leader Muriel Dehaene. Good morning.
Good morning, Susie.
Very nice to have you here.
Thank you.
I thought it was a good day to have some laughter, actually, quite frankly. Lots going on. Brexit, elections.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's just too much, isn't it? So yes. It is really nice to be focusing on some good things, some very, very good things.
Now, I agree.
When I saw you and I looked you up, I thought, laughter yoga, that sounds interesting. You're going to have to tell us a little bit about it.
Right, no problem. Well, basically, it stems from medical research, which showed that our brain does not differentiate between real laughter and artificial laughter. It produces endorphins anyway, which are the feel-good hormones. So basically, whether we laugh naturally or we laugh by practicing, by practicing laughter, we will get the same benefits, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
And that's where it stems from. And that research was looked at by a medical doctor in India called Dr. Kataya, who in 1995 decided that seemed really interesting. He would test it out. So he got together with people in a park of all places in Mumbai and said, you know, are you happy to try this out? And from there stemmed the laughter yoga movement, which he's carried on promoting with his wife for all these years. And it's now in over 100 countries in the world and in thousands of clubs. And he's dedicated his life to actually making people happier, which is brilliant.
It is brilliant. I don't know what to say, but it is a fantastic. Is this the first one in Cambridge, this laughter yoga that you are now leader of?
Well, when I did my research, I actually found that in 2015, there had been a laughter yoga club in Cambridge, but that had disappeared, basically.
Okay.
So when I started it at the beginning of this year, there wasn't anything.
Right. No, so just give us some insight into actually a yoga session, a laughter yoga session. I must get that sorted. Say laughter yoga.
Because there's no yoga stretches, basically. Yeah. So that's the misconception in a way. When I say laughter yoga, people immediately think yoga. They don't think laughter.
Yes.
So a laughter yoga session, we will do together some exercises. So we mime situations and we laugh together. And we start, obviously, laughing artificially.
Mm.
But then as a group, laughter is contagious. So as you start laughing, basically, it becomes natural and real laughter, really. And we intersperse the exercises of laughter with deep yogic breathing. That's where the yoga comes in. Because the increased supply of oxygen to the body and to the brain is also beneficial. So the combination of the two really gives fantastic health benefits.
Wow.
So,
so when everyone comes in, I don't know how many you have in a session. How many is it?
It can be a one-to-one or it can be 10, 15 people.
So as you said,
every session is different because you have different number of people.
And you as a yoga leader, you don't tell jokes, but how do you get people to laugh?
I mean, right. So basically,
it's the key, isn't it?
Well,
you're making me laugh now.
Yeah.
Go on.
It's literally, so for example, you would say, you know, how to start the day and really energize yourself.
Uh-huh.
Which is not very good for radio, have a laughter shower. So basically, you will be in your shower, and as you soap yourself and wash yourself, you laugh your head off, basically. So, you know.
Let's try that again. Should we just try?
I can't
do that. I'm doing it. That's good.
And just by doing that for, you know, the 5 minutes of your shower, whatever it is,
so it's trying to get
really energizes you.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
You'd never. Some people think, oh, it's very conspicuous or conscious of the fact that they're laughing on their own, but actually you've got to get away from that fact, haven't
you?
That you can laugh anywhere.
Yeah, you
and
can.
Now we have medical research that by laughing brings in the oxygen, produces good endorphins.
Yeah. And what it does, essentially, the key benefits of laughter yoga, obviously, It lifts your mood, so we all know that.
Yeah.
It also reduces stress levels. It's very good to help raise your pain threshold, and it's been used by medics to actually help people with chronic illnesses to actually help them cope better with the pain. It's really good as well because the increased oxygen makes us much more alert and much more effective. So from a business point of view, it makes us more productive. Socially, it's a really good way of bonding, and it's also used, I mean, I've been invited to offer workshops for businesses as, you know, part of their, you know, bonding, team bonding activities, because it's a really good way of bonding together.
And anyone approaching this for the first time, whatever you're doing, wherever you are, it's going to be one common denominator, laughing to give you energy. Now, it was all right to talk to you about how you got into this laughter yoga. Yes, are you able to explain a bit of that? Because it's quite nice to get some context here.
Yeah, well, it started for me with the worst year of my life, basically. In January 2018, I lost my mother, and we were really, really close. And 2 months later, I lost my brother-in-law, with whom I was close as well. And 2 months after that, my favorite cousin. And the three bereavements, one after the other, completely floored me. And I really spent the next few months just on a downward spiral. I was really, really getting quite depressed and getting worried that I couldn't find a way out of it. And a friend of mine who could see that I was struggling suggested a women's weekend retreat that was happening not far from Cambridge. And she said, why don't you come along? And I thought, well, yes, the nurturing will do me good. So I went to it. And basically one of the activities at the weekend was a laughter yoga workshop. And it absolutely energized me. It was, you know, I hadn't felt that. I mean, we laughed our head off for an hour playing games and doing the kind of
and
things.
And totally not what you were expecting.
Totally not what I was expecting. I'd never heard of it. I had no idea what it would be, really. And it was just a question of let's go with it, you know. And basically, for weeks afterwards, all I could think about was how good I'd felt at that session. So I looked for one in Cambridge. There wasn't any. So I decided to contact the person who'd ran the session. She was running a training for leaders a few weeks later. I thought, this is fate. I've got to do this.
Yeah.
So I just trained. And that was end of last year. And this year, basically, I found venues and started my workshops in January.
Now, how are we able to obtain some information about your laughter yoga? When is right. your next session?
Right. So I run four sessions a month in two venues, two in Ross Street Community Centres, one morning and one evening, and two in St Andrew's Hall in Chesterton, again, one in morning, one in the evening. The details of these are on my website, which is www.laughteryogacambridge.co.uk.
Brilliant. Okay, that's great. And out of interest, when any of your participants come in,
yes.
do they want to tell a joke?
No, some people have heard of it because it's starting to be known.
Yeah.
But other people are just intrigued, really. Mm. And they've heard that it's good for you, or they think it'd be good for them. So yeah. basically, they just want to find out what it is. And I send feedback to everybody. And I've had the odd person who said, it's great, but it's not for me, which is fair enough. Yeah. It's not for everybody. But the majority...
Yeah.
have come out saying, I feel great, I feel so relaxed, I feel, you know, energized, all sorts of different feelings, but all positive feelings.
And do you wear the yoga outfits, or
you just wear something comfortable.
So as soon as you start laughing, that's when you start to move into the aerobic exercise,
because
that's
basically
helping.
Yeah, that it is an aerobic exercise, and it's worth bearing in mind that, you know, if you have any physical discomfort or any problem like that, you do it at your own level at your own pace. But obviously, if somebody has issues, they ask me first. And, you know, we do have contraindications for doing laughter yoga, because, for example, if you had an operation recently, you don't want to strain by laughing, you know, and actually causing problems because you've had a medical intervention. So there are some conditions where it's not suitable to do a laughter yoga class, but really very few. So it's well worth checking. The details are on my website, but I'm always very happy to answer questions.
Have your sessions and you have them wherever in halls and that, people on the outside are hearing the laughter on the inside. Do you get any sort of comments when you come out this?
We do, absolutely. People say, oh gosh, you seem to have a really good time in there. You know, what was that about? You know, can I find out? So I give people a leaflet. Oh, that's interesting. You know, so
it's a very different sound, isn't it, coming out from any meeting place or hall or wherever you're having it.
Yes.
And I'm sure you get people in because of that.
Yes.
It's been a pleasure having you here.
Thank you,
Muriel Dehan, and the laughter yoga leader. I'm sure you'll be doing lots more. It's a positive thing to be thinking about, isn't it?
Well, exactly. And that's what I want to make people feel, to be really, really energised and feel positive about themselves.
Thank you so much. Lovely
Thanks
to have
inviting
here.
Me.